Okay, so it is a gray, quiet Saturday afternoon, and for the first time in ages, I have free time. And so, what do? I am going to answer a GWE questionnaire, as one does when one has free time. I chose Petal's fifth questionnaire. Question number one, what is your love language? Well, as cliche as it sounds, it really is touch. I feel like just daily physical connection, not necessarily sexual, but just physically coming in contact with the person that you care about, your partner, SO, whatever, really does make a difference. And having been in relationships in the past where that daily physical touch didn't always happen, I was able to test my theory, and yes, it is something that I need. So physical touch, not going to apologize for it. How and when did you discover your favorite kink? Well, I'm still kind of exploring that. It seems like every new experience is my new favorite kink. So I guess I'll go with a really tame one, which was, I don't know if the technical term is orgy, but group sex, you know, more than three people. And it evolved rather organically, at a party, and it was fucking amazing. It's all I can think about, and wanted ever since then. That was pretty unbelievable. I suggested it very much as a lark. I figured no one's gonna go for this. I was wrong. That would be it. And it was in semi-public too. So in a private home, but with an audience. What do I wear to bed? Nothing. Where are you answering this questionnaire? I am sitting in my kitchen next to a big old basket of laundry that needs to be folded. What is your favorite kind of soup? I like soups that are almost a meal in and of themselves. So I love New England clam chowder. I love a potato broccoli soup. I love French onion soup. I'm a big soup girl. How do you pronounce the word caramel? You know, I honestly don't think anyone where I live says that. It's caramel. Caramel, how about data, root, pecan, aunt, envelope, pajamas, crayon. Would you have sex with an identical twin version of yourself? I think that's just too much sexy in one place. I really don't see that as a possibility. Say your partner or potential SO is well-versed in a certain subject, and you find that knowledge to be extremely sexy, what would this subject be? Well, I find a lot of... I don't know if it's really the subject. I think... I am very, very, very sapiosexual. I find the brain eternally erotic. I think when someone is just very involved in a particular cause or passionate about a particular subject and gets excited talking about it, that to me is very sexy. I don't think I'd want to listen to someone drone on for 6 hours passionately about, you know, septic tanks. But the fact that one was passionate about septic tanks for a bit would be very, very intriguing for me. So, yeah, it's more that a person allows themselves to get to get that invested in something, I think shows a commitment and a passion that I find very, very hot. But if it was a subject that I personally would enjoy talking about, it could be anything. It could be history. It could be politics. I did meet someone recently who actually knows musical theater and can talk. Oh my God. Yeah. That did it for me. So, you know, totally superficial level. Yes. If you can talk Sondheim, I'm all yours. Okay. Let's see. Dating wise, how old is too old for you? How young is too young? Well, I actually had an experience recently, where age came into play, and it really came down to being at similar stages in life, having had similar experiences with past relationships, with family. And what I found was, yes, on a superficial level, it is sometimes hard to relate to someone that is far younger than you. But usually that's with less important things, like, you know, the music you grew up with or TV shows you watched. And when it came to really being there for one another as partners, what really mattered was that we had had a similar, we're at the similar stages of life, having gone through similar, not identical, but just generally speaking, similar experiences, that we could understand what the other was going through because we had experienced it. So I think practically, sure, you know, 5-8 years plus or minus in an ideal world, but I have certainly met people far older than me. I always tell the story that one of the sexiest people I ever met, I met when I was 26 and he was 72, and I swear by that. Or, you know, considerably younger too, as long as it's legal. Okay. Has anyone ever told you you sound like someone else, a celebrity, a cartoon character, or anyone else? No. I have this weird thing that has gone on in my life since I became an adult, and I am constantly mistaken for other people. It must happen at least 3 times a year where someone comes up to me and says that they know me, and I guess I just have one of these very generic faces that, I don't know, but that does happen to me, and it's very strange. And it's also happened multiple times with the same name, where the person, different people have approached me and called me by this particular name. And no, it was not even in the same state or anything. So that is kind of bizarre, but also a very generic name. So who knows? How old do you think your listeners think you are? Well, I've asked this, or it's come up in conversations with a few people, and the general I had someone peg me at mid-20s, but most people tend to peg me around, not peg me, but yeah, oh, well, maybe they peg, around late 30s seems to be the general consensus. Are you a picky eater? What will you absolutely not eat? Is there food that you like that most other people don't? I used to be an extremely picky eater when I was young. I have since learned that there's really no point in that, and I will truly try anything once. Anything I will absolutely not eat? I don't think so. I mean, maybe in some extreme cultural exchange. I know there's some cultures where there are things that will be eaten that are still alive, and that's part of the delicacy. I don't know that I could do that. And I'm not a huge fan of raw meat or raw fish. I do like sushi somewhat, but yeah, not anything terribly raw. A food that I like that most other people don't, you know, I hope this isn't giving too much away, but grilled cream cheese sandwiches. Something from my childhood. It might be a regional thing. I don't know. But, oh, they're the best comfort food for me ever. Cream cheese grilled. Yeah, it's good stuff. Okay. Is there a certain country, culture, or time period that you are fixated on and would like to learn more about? Well, yes. The American Revolution. I have always been fascinated by that time period. I live in the United States. I grew up in an area of the United States where much of the American Revolution transpired. And just in general, I'm always fascinated by revolutions. How it is that the underdog, at least in that case, comes to triumph, because so often, as was the case with the American Revolution, it was a series of very small events that eventually led to our victory. We really should not have won. As far as a country, hands down, Ireland. I have some Irish ancestry, and the story of how my family, the Irish branch of my family, got here is terribly romantic, and it has always captivated me. Perhaps related, perhaps not. I am a sucker for several of the Irish accents, and I don't know if that's genetic or what, but God, yes. Okay. Now I've lost track of the questions. Let's see. Oh, can you comfortably... Oh, wow. This is an intense one. Okay. Can you comfortably go the rest of your life without falling in love? Honest answer? No. Can I do it? Sure. We all do what we have to do. But I would like to think that that is still in my future. Do you prefer blue skies or gray skies? Well, not to be fickle, but both. Today is kind of a chilly, gray, overcast day. And, you know, it's kind of nice to sit here with a cup of tea in my house where I'm safe and warm and it's quiet and I can relax. But blue sky day, I have a hammock that I adore. And there's nothing better on a warm summer day than lying in that thing and just staring up at the sky and enjoying all the blues and the greens that are in my field of vision. What were your favorite shows as a child? I'm going to skip that one because I think you can easily tell a person's age by that. What is your favorite protein? Meat, or if you're vegan, is it beans, soy, etc.? Chicken, probably. Pretty versatile. Are you interested in true crime? Yeah, I have to admit that. There's a podcast that was produced here in the United States, I think it was about 2 years ago, called Serial. It became quite highly acclaimed in the States, and it is exactly that. It was a catalog of a crime of a teenager who was killed here in the U.S. and it follows the case. I don't want to ruin it for anyone who might be interested in listening to it, but in addition to just being a fascinating story, the way the writers or the documentarians wove the story was just so elegant. That's not switching gears. What are your hard limits sexually? I'm still discovering them, to be quite honest. Not too long ago, I pushed them quite a bit and didn't go as well as I would have thought, but I went into it knowing that I was, excuse me, that I was experimenting, and my partner knew that that's where we were at, and of course everything had been previously negotiated, so it wasn't a scary thing, but it turned out to not be the most comfortable. I think at this point in time, it's when pain goes from being, for me, arousing to painful. I don't need bruising or, I mean, marking, the whole idea of marking, I love, but nothing like cutting or, I've seen some women get really whipped and that's hard for me to watch. I don't know. I couldn't imagine not being able to sit for several days as being a pleasant reminder of a tryst. But I'm not judging. That's just me. Everybody has their kink. Your kink isn't my kink, but your kink is okay, as we say. Okay. Do you like reality television? No, absolutely not. What do you think of pegging? I've never done it. I've never had it done to me. Although I will say that it came up in my last relationship as something he wanted done to him. And I have to say, I'm very intrigued by pegging someone else, pegging a man specifically. I think I've always been a bit envious of, in a heterosexual relationship anyway, or I guess it doesn't really matter what kind of relationship, the agency and control that men tend to have, whether it's because of different upper body strength or, you know, without getting too overly analytical, just in a hetero traditional sexual relationship, the male can move usually a great deal more than the female, and do so in ways that are exhausting. I hope this doesn't sound stupid, but guys, it just seems like you can completely throw yourself physically into it in a way that is directly linked to your arousal. Whereas, I don't know. I mean, sure, we can be on top and we can do our thing, but I don't know. I kind of envied men that control. And there's a small part of me that would kind of like to see what that feels like. Yeah, so I'd be open to it. Okay, moving on. Whoops, my computer timed out on me. Let's see. How would you describe how adults ask each other out on dates or for relationships versus how kids do it? I think that, well, I don't know. I have no idea how to answer that question. I think that I just don't know. Okay. Do you like raw onions in your food? Sometimes. Can you curl your pinky without moving your ring finger? No, can't. Used to become pretty close because it's actually I play piano and it's actually a piano exercise, something similar to that. But no, I'm woefully out of shape musically. When sleeping next to a partner, do you prefer full-on cuddling, touching a little bit, or not touching at all? That depends. Depends on everyone's needs and moods. I think on an average night, and we're, you know, it's not a sexual encounter, I think being close to one another but not touching usually is how I have to be to actually fall asleep. But I love cuddling. I love being in physical contact. I just find that it distracts me a little bit, or maybe it arouses me too much that I don't just fall asleep. So, do you shop at Costco or any membership-based shopping center? No, I don't. What is a sexy scenario you fantasize about but literally cannot happen for you in real life? I.e. medieval stuff, furry stuff, being a high school student again, fucking a 50-foot-tall woman. That would definitely be, oh my gosh, I don't know why it makes me funny, feel funny to say this. Vines. There's an audio out there where there's a sort of like wolf, man, wolf creature, who controls these vines that he can feel what they are doing. And they can do things. They can do amazing things. I'm not a tentacle fan. I don't like the idea of, you know, more slimy, fishy things. But vines, oh boy, never saw that one coming. Okay. a fashion trend of your youth that you find absolutely atrocious now. Neon. What is your favorite accent? Oh, well, like I said, there are several Irish accents that pretty much make me melt. Also, please best describe the quality of a voice that would really draw you in. I definitely have a type of voice that I like, and it is deep, and it is articulate and sophisticated and a little growly. Sort of the gentlemanly wolf, but definitely deep. And yeah. Not that that's that unusual for most women, but yeah, for me, yeah. Okay. Do you keep things formal between you and your listeners, simply thanking them for listening to your audios, or do you flirt back? Definitely flirt. Incorrigible flirt. I don't apologize for it. Do you mind receiving pet names from strangers? In GWA world, absolutely not. I find it a very fun part of the culture. I recently had a first date where someone did that, and it really made me cringe. In real life, it just seemed very, very presumptuous. Like I said, in the context of GWA, it's fun. But someone who actually wanted to get to know me, calling me babe on first date. Yeah, no. Okay. What are some facial features a person can have that you would find exceptionally striking? Well, I don't know that it's a particular feature, but eyes, I think, can be quite potent. I love a man with a strong jaw. Yeah. For facial features. Full lips. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm back. Can you count how many sexual partners you've had on all your fingers? How about all your fingers and toes? I'm just going to answer yes. Have you spoken to your favorite poster on GWA already? Yes. Yes, I have. Okay. Well, I guess that is that. I see I join an illustrious list of GWA posters here. I have no idea if this is of interest to anyone, but it was a fun thing to do on a lazy Saturday afternoon. So thank you. Thank you, Petal Baby, for this questionnaire. This was a lot of fun. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye.